Welcome to Redfly. Redfly is the database that curates the regulatory portion of the Drosophila genome. That is, we seek to amass all the known information about cis-regulatory sequences such as enhancers and related transcriptional regulatory elements, known transcription factor binding sites, and other related data. Now, we do send these data over to Flybase, and you can find some of them there, but the Redfly site itself has a much richer and deeper assortment of data. So I'm going to give you a quick tour of what we have here in the Redfly database. If you're already familiar with Redfly, you can bear with us, or you can skip through to the end, where I'll give you a few words about what's new and what's upcoming. Otherwise, I'll just give you the tour starting here. So what do we have in Redfly? We have over 42,300 total records now in Redfly. 24,500 of those are minimal, the smallest sequences known to regulate transcription, so minimal CRMs, enhancers. That's from in vivo reporter gene assays in a transgenic animal. So we have a very rich amount of information about those sequences. We also have many more from cell culture assays, non-minimal sequences, negative data that were sequences that were tested and not shown to regulate transcription, and things like that. So there's a very deep assortment of data there. We have over 2,600 mapped transcription factor binding sites. We have over 8,000 predicted enhancers. That's from things like computational studies or epigenomic studies, open chromatin studies, things like that. These come from over 1,000 curated publications, and we are continuing to add more on a regular basis. We've now associated regulatory features with almost 1,600 of the genes. So that's a good portion of the genes from Drosophila. We're getting probably over 10% of genes now have one or more associated regulatory features. So that's up very dramatically in the last few years. That's quite a lot of data. If you look on the right side of the poster, you can see some small screenshots of various ways that we portray the data. And these are sort of the key classes of data that you can find when you come into Redfly. On an item-by-item basis. Of course, you can do large batch downloads too, and that's extremely useful for downstream bioinformatics analyses and computational analyses of different kinds. But if you just want to see data on a particular record or records, you would get this sort of view here. On the info pane, you would get general information about that element, where it's located, sequence coordinates. We use the most current sequence coordinates, but we also store older and can convert to older coordinates. If you're still using a release 5 or even a release 4 system, we have that. There's some basic data about what this regulatory element does here, and there are links to the Redfly browser and to the UCSC browsers there so that you can visualize these on the browser itself. There are also direct browser snapshots that you can look at, so you can just get an idea about where an element is located and with respect to what other regulatory features and gene features there are in the genome. If you move to the citation and evidence tab, that will tell you the original publications that report data on this element. And we do encourage people to go back to those original publications and certainly to cite the authors of those publications if you're using a particular regulatory element that they discovered. We have direct links to the PubMed record of the references there. We also have information about the evidence behind our annotation. So where did we get the data that we're using to report the sequence? What type of assay was used to demonstrate that the sequence is a cis-regulatory element of some sort? So you can find all that in the citation and evidence pane. The sequence pane shows the genomic sequence of the element in question. This is true both for enhancers and for transcription factor binding sites. For binding sites, we show both the binding site and some flanking sequence so you can get some context because often those binding sites are small, just a few base pairs of, 6 to 10 base pairs, something like that. Now, of course, just looking at the sequence isn't that helpful, but there's a download button there and you can download individual sequences or you can batch download many, many sequences in one file to use for downstream analysis. A lot of the really important information is in this last pane, the expression, staging, gene ontology, sex, ectopic expression pane. These are data, first of all, about where a particular regulatory element is driving gene expression, and that's annotated using the Drosophila anatomy ontology. That gives us a well-controlled way of describing the expression, and it gives us very thorough ways to search if you go to the search pages, which are not pictured on this poster. But there are strong ways of searching and getting, say, all the enhancers that regulate gene expression in a particular tissue or a particular time if you move to staging. And the staging is something that's relatively new in Redfly within the last year. Not all the records have associated staging information yet, but we are going forward. Everything will have that information, and we are as rapidly as possible going to backfill older records with that information too. So if gene expression turns on at embryonic stage 10, that will be annotated. If that gene expression turns off in a particular tissue at mid-larval stages, that will be annotated. So we'll be able to do more refined searching by stage as well as by tissue specificity. Some enhancers only respond to certain physiological conditions. They might respond to hypoxia or to wound healing, things like that. That information is now captured in the biological process field using terms from the gene ontology. Okay. Sexual dimorphic expression, so genes that are expressed only in males or only in females, that is now also annotated in the sex field. An expression that appears to be ectopic, that is, expression that is outside the realm of where we believe the gene that this enhancer is controlling is expressed, that's also annotated, so that you know whether this enhancer, this regulatory sequence, seems to be giving a faithful representation of a true gene expression pattern, or maybe is missing some repressive elements or is acting out of context in a particular assay and giving us other sorts of features. Now, most of those additional attributes, the staging and the gene ontology, the sex specificity and the ectopic expression, those are new in Redfly within the last year, and we don't have that all hooked into our search engine yet, but that will be coming soon. So you can read that information. It's displayed in this panel here. You can't yet search on all that information, but that will be coming. And if there's something in particular that you're interested in, that you're having trouble searching, you can contact us directly. There's a contact link on our website. And we are happy to help you do a customized search over some of that information, which is in the database, even though all the direct user search engines aren't hooked in yet. So that's what we have. What's coming up? Well, in the future, in the near future, we're going to incorporate information on silencers as well as enhancers. We're going to build in support for other insect species. And importantly, we're going to build in much better support for deletion studies. There are a lot of enhancer deletion studies now through CRISPR-Cas9 technology and things like that. Those aren't yet handled well in Redfly, but that will be present shortly. And so we'll be able to start getting all those studies well annotated here in the database as well. So we're excited about putting that forward. And if you keep your eye on us over the next few months, you'll see a lot of these newer things starting to appear. The website is right here on the poster. The best way to really get a sense for Redfly is just to go play around on our website. There are a few other things you can do too. You can help us out. You can follow us on Twitter. That way you can get information about our latest updates. It also helps us in our grant applications, showing that we have a large user base. So please follow us on Twitter if you can. You can also take our quick 4-question survey. When you take the survey, you can enter to win a free Redfly t-shirt. If we were meeting in person this year, you'd see those on display. You'll have to take our word for it. They're nice. Take our survey. Let us know how Redfly can serve you better, what's good about Redfly, what you think needs improvement, and we will take that information into account. Okay. Finally, send us your regulatory data. If you don't see your papers in Redfly, let us know. Send us the information, send us the papers and the sequences and the annotation, and we will be happy to rapidly get that into our database. So I hope you've enjoyed this quick tour. Please, again, follow us on Twitter, take our survey, come visit our site, and let us know how we can help serve you better and serve the Drosophila community better with information about the all-important regulatory genome. Thanks very much and enjoy the rest of your virtual meeting.